Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Scaling Intelligence Podcast, a podcast from Intersect 360 Research. I am here with Rosa Badia of Barcelona Supercomputing Center, and we are here to just learn some interesting stuff at SC25. Rosa, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Lovely, lovely. So just to start things off, you know, you have a new job. You recently got a promotion. I'd like to hear what you're doing now and, how it's going for you so far.
Okay, yeah, it's true. BSC has been growing so much that the department was more than 400 people. And then we have done a change of the structure. And now we have three research areas, HPC hardware area, HPC software area, and artificial intelligence. And I'm leading now the HPC software area, which is about 11 groups and 145 people, more or less, which there are from the group leaders. This is 11 groups, so each of them have a team leader, or one group have two, and they have all the different types, from senior developers, PhD students, and sometimes undergraduates. And we do research on many topics of the software stack for HPC, from compilers, runtimes, data management, storage, programming models, workflow management systems, and also developing some applications to demonstrate all these technologies.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Also, you know, I just recently got back from Barcelona. It's a lovely city, and I would just like to point out it is a lovely city. Have you lived there long, or is this a recent connection to BSC?
No, you know, people in Spain don't move, especially if you are across, if you are by my area. I've been always living like 40 kilometers from Barcelona in a town called Mataró. And so I did my studies in the UPC, which is the university that is also the seat for the BSC. It was because the group that started BSC was there. And yeah, I've been in BSC since its foundation 20 years ago. We are now celebrating our 20th anniversary. And I started with a group there, the Grid Computing Group, that later was converted to the Workflows and Distributed Computing Group.
Yeah, it's an absolutely gorgeous city. Barcelona Supercomputing Center is also obviously incredibly historic. But I also wanted to talk about HALAR, HPC AI Leadership Organization. You're a member. Why did you join, and what do you get out of the organization?
Okay, I was invited to be one of the representatives from Europe. And of course, in the meetings, we get very interesting information about the trends on HPC, AI, different areas, both supercomputing and cloud, and also about the different changes or expected changes on the stack, both for hardware and software. No? So also, yeah, it's interesting to see the different evolution in the different parts of the globe. No, so because we can see also difference between America, Europe, and so on. So this is also very interesting to me, to understand what is the situation, the trends, and what we can do to adapt better to the changes that happen very rapidly. No.
Yeah, that rapid change is exactly what I wanted to ask you about. You know, AI is exploding right now. Obviously, it didn't come out of nowhere. We saw it coming, but it's getting larger. What are you seeing in terms of trends? What is BSC focusing on in terms of AI?
Okay, so as I told you, in the computer science department, we have one whole research area devoted to this. Right now, with around 45 people, but growing. And also, we have AI in the different departments, because BSC has also application departments, like life science department, earth science department, and the computer applications. And we have AI, we use AI in many of them. Specifically, we have groups working on training of LLMs for language, for Spanish, Catalan, natural LMP, but also working on new models for specific areas of application, and also using traditional machine learning and smaller models for different type of applications that, for example, for digital twins, where we integrate traditional simulation and modeling with AI models, no, to have faster prediction and also to be able to have an interaction with external object, no, that can help us on emulate this digital twin, no.
Thank you so much. And that whistle you may have heard is on the SC floor. We are currently right now at the exhibition floor. It's quite loud. We're trying to shout over everything. But that's actually what I wanted to ask you about. You know, first of all, is this your first SC that you've been to? No. Yeah, I'm getting a no shake head here. What do you get out of SC? Why do you keep coming back?
Oh, well, since my first time I was in SC in Baltimore, I think it was 2003. Or two, I get very excited with this event, no? Because it's not only a conference where you have papers, but also have many different programs, not only in the technical program, where you have workshops, posters, these Birth of a Feather events, panels, so on, no? And additional has the exhibit, no? And the fact that gathers so many people from different areas, from research, from industry, from different areas of research, even, of course, close to HPC, but there are specialists in many different areas. It's so rich that enable to start new collaborations. And, well, it's an event that you cannot stop coming unless there is something that prevents you to come. And I'm also collaborating a lot with the committee. I've been in different roles in the committee along the years. Like, for example, this year I've been contributing on the exhibits committee, which has been new for me. But in general, is an event that fascinates me.
Fascinates is a very good question. I feel like I am consistently fascinated at SC. And speaking of fascination, you know, we're seeing all these discussions around what seem like new technologies, AI, quantum. You know, we've been working on them forever. They're just coming to fruition. But with these new technologies and these new solutions, there are new challenges, right? What challenges do you see on the horizon for the industry, and how is BSC working to overcome them?
Okay, for example, in the AI area, we are one of the hosting entities for the AI factories in Europe. And in our case, we are focusing on transferring the technology, AI technology, to the industry, no, in different targeted industries for health, climate and agriculture, finance, energy, communications and media, and the public sector, no. And we will provide some services, different like training, but also tools, and at different levels, no, from for newcomers to people that have some knowledge and services that are ready for people that know how to use it, no? So this is one of the things we are doing. In other area, for example, for quantum, we are collaborating from my group on new methodologies, for example, enabling hybrid HPC quantum workflows. In particular, we've been working until now on the circuit partitioning problem. It's when your circuit that you want to run on the quantum chip doesn't fit, and you split it, and then there is a theory behind that requires many different simulations. So we've been working on a workflow that compose these aspects, no? So these are examples of the things we are doing. But of course, the BSC is very big, now has 1,400 people, and we are doing many different things in these directions.
Lovely. And, you know, again, we're at SC, I'm looking around, I'm seeing all these people who are incredibly experienced in their career, but everybody started out at some point. And I'm just wondering, I'm sure there's some, like, for advice you could have always given someone who's new to this industry, but in the current moment, what would you say is the biggest advice you would give someone getting into our industry right now?
Oh, it's difficult to say, no? Of course, there is this concern about AI and if AI will surpass HPC, no? But my advice would be to keep knowledgeable about the two aspects, no? Both the HPC traditional simulation, the models, and using the traditional tools, at the same time that you learn about the new tools that AI will provide you, no? And try to align both aspects, the two research, to integrate them more efficiently, no?
And just one last question, because I know your time is incredibly valuable, but I just wanted to know, is there anything that Barcelona Supercomputing Center is doing that you'd like to shout out? Anything up? Any upcoming projects you'd like to give attention to?
Well, one of the projects that is very important, strategic for BSC, is the work that we do on new open chips, no, RISC-V based open architectures, no. And of course, this is one of the projects that our director Mateo Valero has been pushing, which is very important for us. No, we hope to have Mare Nostrum 6 to be part of it, at least using these technologies that are now under development. And it's not only the hardware aspects, but the BSC is also building the software stack that will run on top of this type of chips. No, so this is one of the significant projects that we are pushing from BSC.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really do appreciate it. And I know that our listeners are going to be interested in this. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the interview. It's been an honor.